Hey, Wingman Nation. Welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment Podcast. This is your producer, John Delaney, here hanging at the hangar with Wingman co-founders Randy Ferreira and Pastor Jay Dennis. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Great to see you, man. You're all looking good.
Thank you.
And the monkey's with us today.
The monkey's with us.
That's awesome, man. We're
on my back.
Not the monkey on your back. Yeah. Hey, we're continuing on with a great series we've been talking about, and Randy's going to take it over today, but we're looking at about before you give up on God. We're looking at Job 40, verse 6. And we're going to dig a little bit into Job. And Brother Randy, take it away, man.
Thank you, John. Good morning, Pastor Jay.
Good morning, Randy. Good to see you, friend.
This is an important topic, I think, guys, because, you know, we go through so much in our life as men. I mean, women do too as well. We're talking about men specifically today, but we all go through so much. And, you know, it's easy to get discouraged in our faith. So this is a really good talking point for us to figure out. You know, we can't give up on the Lord, even though things are happening in our life.
And we may be talking to some people today who are ready to give up on God,
yeah, yeah,
who have just had it, and they want to throw up their hands and go, forget this. So we are appealing to those people too, especially those people.
Especially those people.
Yes.
And if you're not at that state, you could be at some point down the road. So this is a good topic for all to listen. So we're going to start with Job 46, as John said. Then the Lord answered Job out of a storm. And then Job 42, 1 through 7, I'm going to read that. It's important. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear now, and I will speak. I will ask you, and you instruct me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes seize you. Therefore, I retract, and I repent in dust and ashes. It came about after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Job was one of the godliest men who ever lived. Things were going along great in Job's life, but little did he know, God had temporarily lifted his hedge of protection around Job and allowed Satan to attack him. That is not a good spot you want to be in.
It is not. And thank God he gives us that hedge of protection, but when he lifts it, it is always for our benefit, as we're going to see.
Yes, even though it's a scary prospect to think about, right? But one person after another knocked on Job's door and reported one tragedy after another. So what do you do when you're ready to give up on God after things are you just think that things can't get any worse?
Right.
What do you do even when we're disappointed in God?
Right.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah. You know, as I was young in ministry, there was a book that came out by Philip Yancey called Disappointed in God. And I was going through a very difficult moment in my ministry, just trying to put everything together. And somebody told me about that book. Well, I read it, and it was amazing, because I think we always feel guilty if we say I'm disappointed in God, but God is big enough to handle our disappointments.
Yeah.
So we take them to him and say, God, I got to be honest. I'm feeling disappointed in you right now. Help me.
Yeah.
Clarify.
What can
show
I do?
Me. What can I do? So I know that there are men who are listening. Perhaps you're disappointed with God, and you're ready to give up.
Or mad, or angry, or
right,
really frustrated.
Right. God did something that we thought he shouldn't, or he didn't do something that we thought he should. And that produces sometimes disappointment. Now, there are three things that we want you to see. Number one is don't ditch.
Don't ditch.
Don't ditch. Don't neglect. Don't avoid. Don't walk away from God and the things that can help you to experience God and encounter God. Those things that will bring you closer to God. And it's going to be a temptation, because Satan will whisper in your ear, where has serving God gotten you anyway? How has doing things God's way been working out for you?
Yeah.
When God doesn't make sense, when the why gods hit you, when God is silent, don't ditch five things. Whatever you do, don't let go of these five things. Number one is don't ditch worship. Job didn't. Even when his life came crashing in, Job 1:21, he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
That's a song, isn't it?
It
Blessed
is.
Blessed be the name.
Yeah, that's a good song. So no matter what, stop what you're doing and start worshiping God. Keep on praising Him. Keep on singing. Keep on giving. Praise the Lord anyway. Why? Because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is still on the throne, and He is sovereignly in control. No matter what has happened to you, nothing has happened to God.
That's right.
I love that thought.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And number two, don't ditch the Bible. Job held on to what God had said, so don't ditch what God has said. Keep the Bible open. Keep reading it. Keep believing what it said. Hold on to what God said no matter what. It may not make sense at the moment. It may seem that what you believe is shattered by what is happening, but don't let go. Keep saying, "But God, you said." Listen, this Bible, it's more than words on a paper, more than ink on a page, more than chapters and verses. It's God's Word. It's our authority for what we believe and how we live. It's the most powerful weapon you have. And God will always, always, always do what He said He would do. So don't ditch worship and don't ditch the Bible.
Two very important items, top of the list items. The third thing is don't ditch prayer. You know, one pastor, Dan Schaefer, and pull you up, Washington. Sounds like a diaper. Pull you up.
Yeah.
He said this, "The problem with most Christians," and I like this, this almost sounds like an Arkansasian phrase, doesn't it?
It could be.
From Arkansas. "The problem with most Christians is they want microwave answers to crock pot prayers."
Oh, but that's kind of how we're conditioned today.
Yes, it is. We all want everything right now.
I mean, if I text you, I want it back immediately. If I call you, I want you to answer. And if I say something to God, "God, help me out," we want it
right now.
Just like that, right now. It doesn't work that way
usually.
It doesn't
work that way. That's
sometimes.
Correct.
I've seen it a few times, but not many.
But it's mostly God's timing, and we have to condition ourselves that it's what is best for us is going to be what God's will is for us. So
sure. If
we ditch prayer, we have ditched the power to change things and to bring divine intervention. So we know prayer is powerful, guys. And as we said, it could be, and it usually is, God's timing. It may not be what we want, but keep on praying. In 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, "Pray without ceasing." So we have to live in that atmosphere of prayer. When you're going through hell, keep praying. Keep talking to God.
Yes.
That is critical. Number four, don't ditch church. So many people think that I don't need to go there.
Right.
It's usually the first thing that actually goes. Some get mad at God. Some get disappointed with God. They get upset with God, and they immediately ditch church. However, think about it. Church is the place where you are most likely to encounter the experience with God. That's God's dwelling place. He's everywhere, obviously. Mm-hmm. We know that. But that is the place where God is represented, and He's there. So you will experiencing, and if you ditch it, you're just ditching your own experience to get closer to God. So encouraged by the family of God, we will get ministered there and have divine appointments there, and here's something that's going to help you there.
Yeah.
So you shut all that out when you ditch church. So don't ditch church. Church is the very place where you can get refocused, realigned, and recharged.
Exactly right. And after being a pastor for almost 45 years now, I have heard all the excuses, and the one that seems to come to the top for me is, "Well, somebody hurt my feelings in that church." And then a man will hold his family hostage and take them out of church because some way somebody said something to him that offended him.
We know a case.
Come on, guys, grow up.
Yes.
This can't be. Your family needs to be in church. And so, well, we'll just watch online. That's great. But there's nothing, Randy, you and I were talking about this the other day. There is nothing that substitutes for being in the presence of God with other believers.
That's it. Yes.
And I understand there are times you have to watch online. And that, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think since COVID, it's become more of a convenience. Mm-hmm. And we need to get our tails up and we need to get ready. And men, you need to prepare your family on Saturday night to say, this is what we're going to do on Sunday morning. And then let God speak to you. Last Sunday, you and I experienced this in church.
Yeah.
There was a heaviness of the Spirit of God. Nobody wanted to leave.
It was amazing.
They
was
just wanted to bask in that. Yeah. So, guys, we just appeal to you. If you're out of church, get back in church.
Get back in church and get involved in church.
Yeah.
Feel what's going on there. Feel the Holy Spirit. You know, churches are held up by structural pillars, right?
Yes.
Be a pillar of the church. There's two kinds of pillars in the church.
Right.
There's the structural pillars, or people going in, standing firm, holding the church up. And then there's the caterpillars. They're the ones that just crawl in and crawl out every Sunday. So
and
don't be a caterpillar.
No, exactly. Exactly. And Randy, as you're the greatest layperson I've ever had the opportunity to work with.
Thank you.
And God called you to start the Wingman Nation ministry. And you've heard all these excuses too.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
Yes.
But I want to thank you for encouraging men to push through.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So number five is don't ditch your faith. You know, Job 13:15 says, even though he would kill me, yet I will trust in him. I will argue my ways to his face. So that belief is that God at work, that God is at work all the time around you. You know, we have to believe that he's always working, that God is at work even when it appears as though he's not.
Amen.
And that comes in our time of stress and trouble. So faith is the choice we make based on what God has said that he would do, not how we feel or what's happening right now.
That's right.
So don't ditch.
Don't ditch these five things, guys. Number two is learn lessons. There are many lessons to be learned in Why God 101. God will show you things you will never learn any other way. With God, you never graduate until you get to heaven. So we want you to jot down six words about learn lessons. Number one is attention. God, through your storm, like Job, may be trying to get your attention. There are times when God uses those make-no-sense moments to tap you on the shoulder and say, pardon me, excuse me, may I have your attention? And what happens is we get so busy and so noisy, and we tend to leave God out. But God has multiple ways of getting our attention. And he knows exactly what it's going to take in our lives. I mean, he can allow us to be flat in a hospital bed, or God can use circumstances, situations, people, all these things. But God will get our attention one way or the other.
And a lot of times he uses things that we feel might be important to us, or we feel might be things that God, that we know, we spend time doing, or that we have a passion about, or there's a lot of different things, but God may use that to get our attention, because that's where our focus is versus where it should be.
Exactly. Well said. So number one is attention, but number two is preparation. God may be getting you ready for something he wants you to do, and something he wants to do not only in you, but through you. These blows you're experiencing may be necessary to prepare you for something God-sized. God was preparing Job for his greatest days. He may be taking you through the spin cycle to get you ready for your next assignment. You know, we hear about cats being in the spin cycle sometimes, but sometimes God puts us in the spin cycle.
Absolutely.
And allows us to experience that so he can prepare us for the next thing.
I have that some days that look on bad hair days. I just got out of the spin cycle. Like, hey, what happened here?
I had a Don King Monday. Oh, and so Tuesday I went and got my hair cut.
Well, there you go. We're grateful. So let's throw a little bit of humor here. Al and Joe are bungee jumping one day, and Al says to Joe, you know, we can make a lot of money running our own bungee jumping service in Mexico. And they don't have it there. So Joe thinks it's a great idea, so they pool their money and buy everything they'll need, a tower, an elastic cord, insurance, etc. They travel to Mexico and begin to set up on the square. And as they are constructing the tower, a crowd begins to assemble, and slowly more and more people gather to watch them at work. And when they finished, there was such a crowd that they thought that it would be a good idea to give a demonstration. So Al jumps. And he bounces at the end of the cord, but when he comes back up, Joe notices that he has a few cuts and scratches. Unfortunately, Joe isn't able to catch him, and he falls again, bounces, and comes back up again, and this time he's bruised and bleeding. Again, Joe misses him. Al falls again and bounces back up. He's got a couple of broken bones and is almost unconscious. Well, fortunately, Joe finally catches him this time and says, "What happened? Was the cord too long?" Barely able to speak, Al gasps, "No, the bungee cord was fine. It was the crowd. And what in the world is a piñata?" Sometimes God will allow us to go through those hits, those hard times, in order for us to be prepared for that next thing, that next assignment that he has.
Yes.
And Al number the piñata.
Number three is demonstration. So demonstration, and you know, God may want to single us out because he trusts you to demonstrate real faith under pressure in a situation that others may not. So he may want to point to you and say, now that's real Christianity that others can see. He did with Job, and he may be doing that with us. So we just don't know that. So that's part of that demonstration. So in singling us out. So number four, inspiration. God may want to build us up, lift us up, encourage us, encourage other people who also may be hurting. So what we are doing through may not be about you at all. It may be about others.
That's true.
But he's using the circumstance and the situation to help others.
That's exactly what he does.
Because as men, people are always watching us.
They are.
More than we realize that.
Yeah.
So God may want the comfort, the ministry you have received, the grace you have received, to be extended through you to someone who's really hurting. And I know we think about that and go, that's great, but why do I have to go through this for him, or her? but he does use that. And in the end, we find out, and it is definitely fulfilling when that has happened. So in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 6, it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. If it happens to you, it can happen through you.
Yes. Yes, very good.
And there's another one in Job's, but we'll in Job 42:8.
Yeah, and I think we've experienced that where we went through something and we didn't quite understand what it was. And then later we discovered, like I was recently in the hospital, and you discover later that maybe you ministered to a nurse, maybe you ministered to a technician, maybe you ministered to a doctor. And you realize maybe this wasn't about me at all. Maybe it was about that person who heard the gospel or
because
that person.
You never would have been able to meet that person unless you got put in that situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that gives a whole new perspective on problems and troubles. And well, my goodness, we've run out of time, and we need to pick it up the next time, John.
We'll wrap this up. You want to read that 42:8?
Yeah.
That's a great verse to close with, I think.
"Now, therefore, take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves, and my servant Job will pray for you, for I will accept him, so that I may not do with you according to your folly." This was in reference to his friends, who really weren't friends.
Yeah.
"Because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has."
Wow. Great verse to close with. That's an awesome thing. And we're going to wrap up for now and come back in episode 181 and moving on to the next and the rest of this episode.
Before you give up on God.
Don't give up on
God. The rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
You young people won't understand.
No, exactly.
The rest of the story. It was an old radio commentator.
Exactly. Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
Yes, news and comments.
You're really aging yourself.
I know I am. There you go. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We are so grateful that you take the time to listen. And guys, we want to encourage you, listen with your family. This would be a great devotional time for your family. Let us do this work for you, and you just sit down with your family. But you take the initiative to do that. But until next time,
Wingman out.
The Wingman Men's Moment podcast is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Visit us at wingmannation.com.